A tussle over the renaming of a street in New Britain has illuminated the life of an all-but-forgotten Connecticut resident. Democrats on the New Britain City Council want to rename Paul Manafort Sr. Drive. The road was named for former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's father, a local business leader and the former mayor of the city. But Democrats would rather honor Ebenezer Bassett. They're currently hoping to override a veto imposed by Mayor Aaron Stewart. Most people know the name of Paul Manafort, but who is Ebenezer Bassett and what are his ties to New Britain? Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman has more.
Ebenezer Don Carlos Bassett was born in Derby, Connecticut in 1833. He was the first black student to enroll at the Connecticut Normal School in New Britain, an institution which later became Central Connecticut State University. Bassett flourished in New Britain, according to Christopher Teal, a U.S. diplomat and author of the book Hero of Hispaniola, America's First Black Diplomat.
He really had this goal of becoming an educator and achieved success right away. And in fact, for graduation, they asked him to be the graduation speaker. And he spoke about education. He spoke about, being a teacher.
Bassett's first teaching job out of college was in New Haven, where he met and began a lifelong friendship with abolitionist Frederick Douglass.
It was obviously an important one for Bassett because Douglass helped inform kind of his worldview on the need to not only educate children, but also to give them sort of this activist background as well.
Bassett eventually moved to Philadelphia to become principal of the Institute for Colored Youth. He also became one of the most eloquent voices in the anti-slavery movement. After the Civil War, Bassett accomplished another first. In 1869, President Ulysses S. Grant appointed Bassett as minister resident to Haiti, making him the first black diplomat in U.S. history. Bassett arrived to find Haiti embroiled in a bitter civil war. Thousands of Haitians, mainly women and children, had fled rebel forces seeking asylum at the U.S. consulate in Port-au-Prince. U.S. policy at the time was to accept no refugees. Despite zero diplomatic experience, Bassett's quick thinking saved many Haitians and helped normalize relationships between the two countries.
And what Bassett did is essentially go out and negotiate with the rebels. And he made, a very bold comment to the new Haitian leader, the rebel general, to say, it is really a violation of norms and law, and it's against humanity to try to kill civilians in this sort of way. And if you want to have good relations with the United States, we need to be able to negotiate to let these people go.
The refugees were allowed to return to their homes unharmed. Teal considers Bassett a hero and an important figure in more ways than one.
Not simply because he was this pioneering African-American diplomat. He was really an early advocate for pushing human rights issues as part of U.S. foreign policy. He was really a courageous leader.
Bassett died in 1908 and is buried in Grove Cemetery in New Haven. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.